Country Bob FM.
Well, it's always a challenge, but we're going to do it anyway. The Bob Almanac live on location, this date in history. And I did bring this just for this purpose. I brought the horn, of course. You know, morning shows, 50s, 60s, 70s, well into the 80s. This was a staple.
Oh, yeah.
A little horn thing, you know, or the snare drum. But now everybody just uses digital files. Yeah. Everything's a recording, but we go real life
here. We're old school.
But since Mike showed up with his train whistle, we're going to use that to start the Bobathon. So, Mike. That's nice. That's better than mine.
It's a rolling down the track.
Mine needs to drop another octave or so. It is the Almanac today, live from Target Center. How you doing, ma'am? Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
What's in that cup? Today, Wednesday, July 18th, the 100. We're almost to 200.
Three fingers bourbon in my coffee cup.
199th day of the year. What are they doing at work? There are 166 days until the end of the year. This date, 1814. Listen to this note. This was the War of 1812.
Right.
And the British captured Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin.
What?
On this date. Yes, indeed. Prairie du Chien. It's right there, kind of on the border. It's down by Iowa and the Iowa River and the Mississippi River. Prairie du Chien fell on this date to the British. I guess it's been a very strategic location for a fort and whatever else. During history, we eventually would get it back.
Of course,
we won the War of 1812. Well, right. I've never been there, so maybe there is just is there a small little British Commonwealth there?
It could be.
At Prairie du Chien. I mean, has the Queen been there recently? Do they have tea and crumpets? Pinky up?
It's just, it's a little slice of British heaven there.
So that was on this date, 1814. 1936, this date. The first Oscar Mayer Wiener was built, completed, and they sent it out on the road.
The king of all product mobiles holds court on a hot dog bun. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is one of the oldest and most recognized advertising icons on the highway.
Have you ever seen that thing live in person?
I have.
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Right.
It's an intimidating scene coming at you.
You know, outside of the Batmobile, there's nothing more scarier coming at you, I don't think.
No. Robin's been known to ride in the Wienermobile, I think.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Elvis Presley, this date, 1953, recorded this, My Happiness. He recorded it for his mother. It was his first ever recording. That's a high-quality recording.
It is.
I don't know if he did that, if that was at the Sun Records or where that was. If you had a computer, I'd have you fact-check it.
It was
1953, Elvis Presley. 1962, we like to bring up some Twins history. We're not far from Target Field.
No.
Or what, maybe a driver you could find left field or right field?
If I hit it solid.
From here, if you were to tee it up. This is an elevated tee here.
That would help.
So that's going to give you another 20 yards at least.
I don't think I could hit it to where the Twins were playing in 1962 here.
No, in 62, I don't know if this was a home game or a road game, but it's the game where Bob Allison and Harmon Killebrew had grand slams in the same inning. In the first inning, Killebrew connected, and then actually it was Allison and then Killebrew, and Killebrew hit it off of Jim Perry.
Oh,
who would be a future twin. He was playing with Cleveland there. It was an 11-run first inning, and as you might expect, unlike this year's Twins crew, this bullpen, and who knows if there was even a bullpen then, the starter probably pitched the whole game, as Pedro Ramos, but they pitched and got the win 14-3.
Nice.
14-3, nice 14-3. Win for the Twins, 1962. In this 1969 in the news, this was going on.
Edward M. Kennedy drove a car off a narrow bridge and into a pond on Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. Oops. A young woman in the car with him was drowned. Kennedy survived but failed to report the accident until 10 hours later.
That was a poor decision on Senator Kennedy's part to
Senator
just leave the scene.
Edward/Ted Kennedy.
Oops.
Yeah. Was that Chappaquiddick,
and it was Mary Jo Kopechne was the name of the woman that drowned near Martha's Vineyard. And they made a movie out of that, Chappaquiddick, not too long ago. 1976, this date. I know you're a big gymnastics fan.
Ooh. Faultless. Absolutely faultless. Nadia Comaneci. Now, what are the judges going to say about that? There's the smile.
1976 in Montreal, Summer Olympics, perfect 10 for Nadia Comaneci.
She was very talented.
Now get this. That was the first of 7 perfect 10s that year. She good or what?
She's very good.
Pretty good gymnast.
Dominant.
Pretty good gymnast, and that was, did I say 76 right off the bat, or did 66. I say something 66?
Yeah.
Well, we are on remote on location, Neil, so you never know, anything can happen here.
Yep.
Kind of scattered. Mike's out there blowing his whistle, so that's distracting as well.
Right.
How about an 87?
Hey, did he get all of it? Did he? Holy cow, he did it! Holy cow, Mattingly is unbelievable! The opposite field!
Don Mattingly hits a home run in his eighth consecutive game.
I remember that.
Tying a record, and that streak started against the Twins.
Yeah.
Juan Berenguer, I believe.
The big burrito.
7 games prior to that in 87, so a way to go, Don Mattingly.
We'd win the World Series, though. Heck with him.
Yeah, that's right. There's that's all that counts, really.
Right.
And he had like 6 grand slams that year. It was 6 or 7.
He was ridiculous.
Tying or breaking a record.
Donnie Baseball.
He was ridiculous. It was 1988 this date that Ozzy Osbourne was involved in a lawsuit where he was being sued because of his song.
Oh, I thought he bit suicide, the head off the bat.
He wasn't biting off the head of a bat or a flying monkey or anything like that.
The song wasn't written for suicide. It was anti-suicide. It was about a friend of mine who killed himself in alcohol and drugs.
However, McCollum's lawyer contends
that was in 88. A California appeals court upheld the lower court's decision to dismiss that case against the Blizzard of Oz, CBS Records. That boy did not commit suicide because of Ozzy Osbourne's song in 1988. Can you name an Ozzy Osbourne song right now?
No.
That's too bad. How about this in the news?
Rebecca was murdered at her apartment in Hollywood. The horror of celebrity stalkers was thrust back into the headlines. Now the final outcome for this man.
You remember that song, yes. That show, My Sister Sam, yes. Rebecca Schaefer, 21, shot at her home front door by an obsessed fan.
Ridiculous.
On this day.
She opened the door and got shot down.
89. It is sad. There's no doubt about that. How about some happy memories from 94?
Crayons from Crayons.
Crayolas that had a scent to them.
Oh, that's right.
For parents who are already having a hard time keeping their kids from eating their crayons,
right.
And now they made them smell. I mean, give me a break, Crayola. Yeah.
Before, they just had that bad, waxy kind of smell.
Right,
that
right.
It was not so edible, but
no.
Now they made them smell good.
Kids would eat anything,
right.
Paste, anything.
No, this really is beyond a joke now. He's gone gaga because this is quite... I've never seen anything like it before, and to attempt to hit the ball out of there is pure madness.
Isn't Uh-oh. Peter Allis great?
He was great.
The British golf commentator. That was Jan van de Velde this date.
That was
1999.
Oh,
he had a big lead. All he needed was a double bogey to win the British Open or the Open Championship, and he took a 7, hit it into the burn, off the wall, into the grass, into the fescue, and... Then he took his shoes off and rolled his pants up, and he was in the burn for a while, decided not to hit it, and then he lost in a playoff to Paul, who was it again? I got it down here, 1999. It was Paul Lowry, and Justin Leonard was in that showdown as well.
Yeah, one of the great meltdowns of all time.
It will go down. Greg Norman thanks John Vandeveld every day.
Yes, for making his Masters meltdown.
Exactly. Looked like just a missed lipped out putt.
Right.
2010, actress Zsa Zsa Gabor hospitalized after falling out of her bed. She broke her hip on this day, then slapped the doctor later on.
He had it coming.
Later on that day. Let's move on to birthdays now.
They call me the Wanderer. Yeah, the Wanderer. I roam around.
Who out there knows Dion's real last name? We know him as Dion from Dion and the Belmonts.
Right.
Abraham, Martin, and John. Dion DiMucci.
Ah.
He's the Wanderer, and he knows a gal named Runaround Sue, and he is 79 today. 79 for Dion. Still with us. James Brolin still with us.
Oh.
TV theme time.
Marcus Welby. Yeah. With Robert Young.
Basically him just driving. Then he takes the gas mask off of whoever his patient is, and he was Dr. Kylie.
Yep.
Did they both hit on Consuelo or not? Do we know?
I would have if I was them.
Marcus Welby had to be jealous of Dr. Kylie.
He got the girls.
And he showed up on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And he was just so suave and debonair. So right. James Brolin, you know, Josh is his son, of course.
Yes.
James Brolin is 78 today. Joe Torre, pretty good manager.
Yeah.
78. He's not managing now. He's working for Major League Baseball. But
he was a pretty good catcher in this day, too.
Yeah, he was an all-star catcher, and he won a number of titles with the Yankees. Too many to count, really.
Right.
When are you coming back, Jimmy Mack? So Jimmy Mack, Martha Reeves of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Martha Reeves, don't forget James Brown. Martha Reeves is 77 today. Steve Forbes, do we need to go back and revisit the flat tax? You should run for public office and the flat tax being your platform.
Yeah, that would do it.
So happy birthday, Steve Forbes, 71. He's run for president a couple of times. Ricky Skaggs is 64. Oh, I'm going to play a Ricky Skaggs song.
Kentucky boy.
He's just a great musician all around, not just a singer, right?
For sure.
Ricky Skaggs. He's now sporting kind of that Doc Brown look with his hair.
Yes, the serious
flow. Did he need 5.4 gigawatts? To play his fiddle?
To play country boy. I mean, there's some serious work in there.
Ricky Skaggs. How about Nick Faldo? Happy birthday today,
Sir
61.
Nick.
I enjoy his work.
I do, too.
As a golf commentator. He's kind of taken that role that Peter Alliss had with that Scottish-British type accent.
And speaking of the meltdown on the golf course with Greg Norman,
Nick Faldo
benefited.
You know it. He's 61. Wendy Williams, the TV talk show host. Would you say that she is stacked with talent?
Yes, I would.
Her show is on the tube every all-request lunch hour.
Very impressive.
She is 54. Do you recognize this?
Now, repeat back what I just said.
I'm good.
That's right.
I'm good.
No! That's the button.
He's Groot. Vin Diesel.
Groot. Oh, okay.
It's a little low there. Again, we're on location. We're doing our best to make do. But he's Vin Diesel, and he's celebrating today.
They're one of the great actors.
He is 51. That's just his voice, though. You know who Groot is, though, don't you?
Yeah.
I am Groot.
Yeah.
The big tree from the Guardians.
It is caught. Oh, what a catch by Torrey Hunter.
Oh, all-star game?
Torrey Hunter's birthday today. Make it 43 for Torrey. That was his catch against
Barry
Bonds.
Oh, yeah. The All-Star game.
So happy birthday to Torrey Hunter.
That was a good one.
43. How old are you, John Folkey? Is it your birthday yet?
My birthday was actually a week ago.
Oh, we're close. We missed it on the almanac, though.
We
need to put that down. How did our people miss that?
I don't know.
Honestly.
Yeah, I know. Neil, go to Gone But Not Forgotten.
Yeah, stand by, John. The Gone But Not Forgotten list, we start with Theodore Childress, the actor. You maybe know him better by his stage name, Chill Wills.
Sure.
You know, he was in McClintock, several John Wayne movies, The Alamo, and, of course, he was gunned down by Matt Dillon in an episode of Gunsmoke. But who wasn't? He was born on this day in 1903. Singer-actress Harriet Nelson. She was the matriarch of the Nelson clan, the Ozzie and Harriet. She was born on this day in 1909. Emmy Award-winning actor Hume Cronyn. He has starred in several films, including, and most memorable for me, Cocoon.
True.
He was in that, and others, born on this day, 1911. Emmy Award-winning comedian, one of my favorites, Red Skelton.
You know how I start the day off?
Yeah.
I open my eyes, and if I don't see candles and smell flowers, I get up.
That's a great old person's joke right there. Are you using that yet, Neil?
I'm going to tuck that one away.
Sure.
Red Skelton had his own show, of course. Good night and God bless. He was the best. Red Skelton, 19. What was it? Clem Cadiddlehopper. That was my favorite character they did. 1913. Nobel Peace Prize winner Nelson Mandela was born on this day back in 1918. R&B singer Screamin' Jay Hawkins, born on this day, 1920. Was it I Put a Spell on You, I think?
That's
or something?
It.
Maybe he did.
Ding,
1929. Let's go to singer Glenn Hughes of the Village People.
How long ago did I give you that sheet? Did you pre-read it at all?
Well, no, I did. We were running late, guys.
So you're editing as
I
you
edited
go.
Out.
Okay, I see
what
you're saying. Okay. Yeah. I was going to get all over there for not pre-reading.
No,
And that's a big words coming from a guy who doesn't pre-read the news before he goes on.
I know, right.
I'd like to hear this song during the Lynx game today, John.
Well, I think you're going to hear YMCA.
You're going to hear YMCA.
They
so
play
we'll
that
at some village.
Time, yeah.
So we will hear the village people.
Which one was
and
Glenn
you'll hear
Hughes?
Screaming Jay Hawkins, only it'll be like Screaming Jay 17,000 kids.
Yeah, that's true, too. Now, which one was Glenn Hughes?
The biker.
Oh, the biker.
He was the biker with the mustache.
Yep. Born on this day, 1950. And another John, we're out of order here a little bit, but we lost him not that long ago. Former astronaut and U.S. Senator John Glenn.
One small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Did he spend his birthday on the moon? Because they just landed. In history. I think it was over the weekend. I think we missed the actual landing.
But I thought that was Neil Armstrong. This says John Glenn.
Oh, I get wrong audio.
Your people.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
Yeah. He was the first man to orbit.
Yeah.
The Earth, John
Glenn.
Hey,
like I said, we were in the glass case of emotion here.
Right.
Remote. Anything can happen.
Right.
Things there are stimuli here, and John would know. This is totally different than being in the studio. Look at the stimuli we have right now.
It's a whole
thanks for being stimuli, man.
It's a whole different atmosphere. With John Glenn, 1921. All that I've talked about are gone, but not forgotten.